This is the pre-employment fitness test for Border Patrol agent applicants. There are three components to this pre-employment fitness test. Passing all three tests is a requirement. Each test must be successfully completed to progress to the next test. Testing stops as soon as one of the tests is failed. You will be required to perform 20 push-ups in 60 seconds, followed by 25 sit-ups in 60 seconds, then complete a 5-minute step test, stepping onto and off of a 12-inch bench at a rate of 30 steps per minute. Failure of any one of these tests stops the pre-employment fitness test. There will be a 3-minute rest period between each of the tests. During this time, you will be shown how to perform the next exercise. All of the tests you will be taking today were thoroughly described and illustrated in the brochure and CD you received from the hiring center. You were instructed to become familiar with the content of these materials. Additionally, you were to practice these fitness tests. It is critical that you understand that the pre-employment fitness test is only one step in the applicant screening process. You must keep yourself in top physical condition from now on to assure that you can successfully complete the rigorous requirements of the U.S. Border Patrol Academy and perform the job duties of a Border Patrol agent. The first test you are required to perform is the push-up. You must complete 20 proper form push-ups in 60 seconds. The depth of the push-up will be measured by using a 4-inch-high foam block. Your sternum, also known as the breastbone, must touch this block on each repetition. An audio tone and verbal instructions on this CD will instruct you when to start and stop this test. The test administrator will evaluate your form during the test, count successful repetitions out loud, and correct your form as needed. You will start in the up position with elbows locked, hands spaced shoulder-width apart, with your head up and with your thumbs aligned with the crease of the shoulder. Your body must be kept in a straight line, with the feet close together throughout the test. Keeping your body straight, drop down until your sternum touches the foam block. Then, maintaining a straight body, push up until the elbows are straight. Returning to the up position with elbows locked completes one push-up. Push-ups done with a sagging back, raised buttocks, or with feet spread wide apart will not count. Additionally, half push-ups where you fail to touch the foam block or do not come all the way up to a straight elbow position also will not count. While push-ups done incorrectly don't count, you may continue to perform push-ups until time expires. If you need to rest, do so only in the up position. The test will stop when the test administrator confirms that 20 proper form push-ups have been performed, or when 60 seconds have expired, or when you can't perform any more push-ups and stop, or when either knee or both knees touch the ground. Now, assume the starting position. Start when you hear the audio tone. Ready? Begin. Halfway. Seconds left. Time. This ends the push-up test. The second test is the sit-up. You must complete 25 proper form sit-ups in 60 seconds. The test administrator will hold your feet during this test, count properly performed repetitions, and instruct you as to proper performance. Start with your back flat on the floor and your knees bent at a 90-degree angle. There should be an 18 to 20-inch separation between your heels and buttocks. Interlace your fingers behind your head. This is the required down position. To get to the required up position, contract your abdominal muscles so as to lift your head and upper body off the floor to the point where your elbows touch your knees or upper thighs. Return to the starting position so that your shoulder blades touch the ground. This completes one repetition. While sit-ups done incorrectly don't count, you may continue to perform sit-ups until time expires. Sit-ups that will not count include those where the buttocks is raised off the floor, the fingers are not interlaced, the arms are used to get from the down position to the up position, and half sit-ups, where you fail to touch your elbows to your knees or upper thighs, or you fail to touch your shoulder blades to the floor. If you get stuck in the down position, immediately pull yourself to the up position with your hands placed behind your knees. This sit-up will not count, nor will the return to the starting position following this assisted movement. The test will stop when the test administrator confirms that you have completed 25 proper form sit-ups, or when 60 seconds have expired, or when you stay down with your back on the floor for more than 2 seconds, or when you cannot perform any more sit-ups and stop. Now, assume a bent knee position on the mat, making sure that your head is fully on the mat in the down position. The test will start in 60 seconds. One more cautionary note. Hands are interlaced during this exercise to provide support for your head and neck. Keep your hands in a stationary, neutral position throughout the test. Do not pull or jerk with your hands to assist in the sit-up, as it may cause neck strain or injury. Start when you hear the audio tone. Ready? Begin. Halfway. Seconds left. Time. This ends the sit-up test. You will now be given instructions and will have an opportunity to practice the step test. To perform the test, you will step up and down on a 12-inch bench at a rate of 120 beats per minute for 5 minutes. To help you stay in step with the cadence, the anticipatory or heads-up of ready will be given. This will be followed by march. When you hear march, lift your left foot. Next, you will hear left. At this time, your left foot should be on the ground and your right foot should be raised. When you hear right, your right foot should be on the ground. Start with your left foot. Ready? March. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, stop. Now we will practice marching in place and stepping onto the bench in cadence. Following the ready command, March in place, step onto the bench when you hear the up command. Start with your left foot. Your test administrator will stand next to you and will march in place with you. When it is time to step onto the bench, the test administrator will take a high step and move his or her hands in an upward motion to indicate the transition from marching to bench stepping. Ready? March. Left, right, left, right. Up, up, down, down. Up, up, down. Stop. Now we will practice switching feet. Use this maneuver only if you are experiencing local leg fatigue. When making the change, make sure you keep stepping and don't stop. To switch feet, you will step up as usual. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Then step down and put your weight on the left foot. As the right foot comes off the bench, step down but only tap the toe on the floor. Then immediately step up with the tapping foot. Let's practice in slow motion. Starting with the left foot. Ready? March. Left, right. Left, right. Up, up. Down, down. Up, up. Down, down. Switch, feet, ready, tap, right, left, up, up, down, stop. Listen up, this is important. If you had trouble changing the lead foot, it is recommended that you do not try doing it during the test. You won't fail the test for not switching feet, but you will fail if you stop moving. Remember, keep stepping in time with the beat. This ends the practice session. The timed test will begin at the tone. Ready. March in place. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Up, up, down, down. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Up, up, down, down. 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 Up, up, down. Down, up, up, down, 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 down. 1 minute down, four to go. Up, up, down, down, 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 up, up, down, down. 2 minutes down, three to go. Up, up, down, down, 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 up, down, down, up, up, down, down, up, up, down, down. 3 minutes down, two to go. Up, up, down, down, 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 up, up, down, down. 4 minutes down, one to go. Up, up, down, down, 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 up, up, down, down. 30 seconds to go. Up, up, down, down, 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 stop. This completes the pre-employment fitness test for Border Patrol agent applicants. Remember, it is your responsibility to get in shape and maintain a high level of physical fitness to prepare for attendance at the Border Patrol Academy and potentially for a career with the U.S. Border Patrol.